This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight-Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy, they know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. It is Friday, and I'm in Atlanta, and Ella Boo is with me. Hey. Hi. Hey, Ella. So, yes, you're here with Auntie Tracy, and James's phone is, his alarm is going off. Ella, say hi. Say hi. You can't wave. You have to say hi. See, the funny thing is, she's at this age right now where she is talking up a storm. And I think right now, just because I'm asking her to say hi, she's like, not today, mommy. She's going to molest the microphone instead. Can you say hi, baby? Say hi. Hi.
Hi.
There it is. Hi. Hey.
Hi.
That's my girl.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, but you can't do the mic too, because it's going to be... all kind of crazy sounding. Okay, let's not touch the mic, baby. Okay. Well, Ella has said hello today. James, did you miss me? I missed you.
I did. How was L.A.?
L.A. was good. L.A. was good. It's funny because, you know, before Ella, I was pretty much back. I had a place there, so I was back and forth all the time. And it was good to get back to work. It was really nice to just get back on the flow of, you know, meetings and auditions and work. And, you know, I did Steve Harvey that came on earlier this week. And so many, you know, just getting back to work. Yes, Booby. It was nice.
Did you see, who's the guy, the makeup artist you're friends with?
Jason.
You saw Jason?
Yes, Jason did my makeup. Him as well as Dee Dee, my other girl who does my makeup when I'm in L.A., but it was so nice to see them, and just and it was cold though in LA. I was a little disappointed that it was so cold, but the weather was still beautiful. The sun was shining, and it was a really, really productive trip. So it's nice now to get back. I've really enjoyed taking time off and just being mommy. But I must say, hey, Booby.
So I watched the finale, and I heard somebody mention something about a cookout the next day.
Yes. I didn't make the cookout. I think they did the cookout 2 days later. I left by then. I had to do Steve Harvey the very next day.
Okay.
So I did Steve Harvey, and then we got on a plane because I had to go to Phoenix. Yes. I had to go to Phoenix. That's where, and do some stuff with Keisha's Kitchen. So
oh, cool.
I'm really excited. We have the boozy marinades that I've been talking about. I don't know if I've talked about it on Candidly Keisha. They're coming very, very soon. So
boozy
sauces and marinades
with booze in it.
With, well, not detectable booze, but booze flavor. So the kids can also really. This is how we're gonna start off this Candidly Keisha. You needing a booby snack?
She's
no.
There's no mystery going on there.
No, you have no idea. Like, I came home and she was like, "Yes, give me those boobies." But as I am, this is what moms do: giving a booby snack as we do the podcast. But yes, boozy marinade. So
nice.
I have my cilantro, tequila, cilantro, lime. I have bourbon brown sugar. I have whiskey honey. I have so many. Like, there's a Caribbean rum jerk.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really excited about them. And they'll be here very soon. We got
cool.
The packaging and the labels and all of that finalized.
Very cool. Very cool. So, so we got to catch up when you were in L.A. some, but big takeaways from Big Brother. Would you do it again?
fuck no. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. No, I'm not saying it like that because it wasn't like it was a bad experience.
Right.
I feel like it's definitely more challenging than people realize watching the show. If I were to do it again, I'd need some more money. And I would also need Ella first and foremost to be a lot older.
Yeah.
Because, you know, although I had every safeguard I could imagine in place, like her being there, being down the street, my mom being there, them transporting breast milk, you know, I didn't really it was just a lot. And I didn't anticipate just the stress not only on me and it impacting my ability to produce milk, but even just being away from her, because I'd never been away from her a day in her life before this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just know, and the good thing about the majority of the opportunities that come my way, she comes with me.
Yeah.
Like, she's a world traveler. She is great on airplanes. And, you know, if I have to work, like even now, she's used to this.
Yeah.
So we've made a deal after coming back from Big Brother that I will never do anything where I have to leave her in that manner where she can't be with me, because that piece of it just didn't work for us.
Are you friends with – did you make any friendships there?
I mean, I don't know. You make friendships while you're there, but then you just kind of have to see. I'm just going to be real. Like, true friendships, I'm blessed in the because I have so many, like, genuinely true, great friends. I mean, friends who've become family, who I've been friends with for 30 years. Like, that's the depth and breadth of my friendship, and I don't take that word lightly. When I say someone is a friend, really that means that you have become my family. Your friends to me are the family you choose. So did I have some good relationships and the beginnings of getting to know some great people? Absolutely. But I feel like only time will tell if those will bud into true friendships.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you and Omarosa were...
I think everyone's wondering that. And I mean, like I said, just with her, with everyone, you have to treat people how they show up.
BGM,
and allow people.
BGM.
But Black Girl Magic never dies. That doesn't ever die. That is everywhere. And I am grateful that we were able to... you know, get along while we did the show. And I'm not saying like we don't get along now. It's not
at all. Yeah.
You know, after being away from your family, everyone's just excited to get back to their life and they have a lot of catching up to do. So, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever do that show. I mean, just being like, just in that house and like, there's no, like, no phone.
There's no daylight. Let's start there. There are no windows.
Oh, wow. Is it cold? It looks cold for some reason.
It's a soundstage that they built to be a house, so it's a little cool. I'm trying to think what else. It was a little chilly. You have to be very, very diligent about knowing what day it is.
Okay.
Because it's easy for the days to just to start to blur together when you're not seeing the sun set and rise, when there aren't clocks around. Well, rise and set, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When there aren't clocks around, when, you know, you're not leaving, so there are no markers of things to do throughout your day, when you have no contact with anyone outside, like absolutely zero, zilch, none.
Yeah, psychologically, I couldn't, that would be...
I mean, it's a haze, don't get me wrong. Like, it's definitely a haze.
Well, and you guys, it seemed like you had some access to adult beverages and
a few people and I'm glad they did it this way. They would literally give us like 6 beers, 1 bottle of wine this one day. And they needed to, apparently, because everyone did not know how to adult.
Because that one Real Housewife lady, she seemed like she was real, you know.
Oh yeah, she got the wine and she went there with it. And I didn't, while I was in the house, I was like, you know, first, you know, I'm still pumping and, you know, so you guys can have it, have my share.
I actually thought Ross was going to win.
I think Ross could have won had he not been so deceptive.
Yeah.
I think what happened was he kind of overplayed. He, you know, how he explained it was that he just learned how to kind of pivot and how to change with them. And I get it. You do have to do that with this mm-hmm. game. But I think Ross's downfall was that he schemed a little too much, so it rubbed some people the wrong way. So that's why at the end you have to keep in mind, even though, yes, it is part of the game, these are the same people who are going to have to vote for you. So you have to kind of toe that fine balance, that
right.
fine line. And it's really funny because some people on Instagram are like, oh, you didn't vote for him because he's gay. I'm like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I think Ross is a cool, like, the first thing I said to Ross is, like, I was like, because I followed his career,
yeah.
So I'm a fan of his work, and I was like, you're my friend in my head, so you guys just stop it, just stop it. Sometimes you just don't vote for people because that's not who you want to vote for. And you feel that somebody else may deserve it more. And that's what it is.
Yeah. I, speaking of playing too hard, I think Shannon, that's what kind of effed her, was just she played way too hard,
Shannon
way
did
too
the
fast.
Most.
The most.
The most. She was the one person, I'm just going to be honest, when we went to. Because, I mean, when we went back for the finale, she would not make eye contact with me. She was not trying to look at me. And, I mean, I guess if I was her, I wouldn't be trying to look at me either. Bless her little heart. But she did play it too hard. And, I mean, I'm just going to call a spade a spade. Yeah. And it's no shade or no anything. But the bottom line is that she did what she did. So you can't be mad. At some point, you just got to be like, well, you're right. Keep it moving.
Well,
my bad.
I think I told you when you were in L.A., just small world, that I had dinner with her back in the 90s.
You did.
And, I mean, same person, has not changed, mm-hmm. I mean, one bit whatsoever. You said, though, that, because I knew the guy she was married to.
Uh-huh.
But I know they're not together anymore. Yeah. But, wait, he's her manager? How does that work?
I have no idea. Bless them. They can. I have no idea how that works. And then I have no idea how, when you have a new significant other, because they're not married, but I know she has. Yeah, she's in a relationship
in South Africa.
I don't know how that works, because I can't imagine any man that I would date that then would be like, yeah, but my ex-husband is still my manager. They'd be like, what? But, you know, different strokes for different folks. You just got to let people do what works for them.
Yeah, exactly. And Mark McGrath, I know he seems like a cool guy. I mean,
yeah, he was cool. Like, the funny thing, we just always laughed because when I met his wife at the after party, I was like, listen, don't let him fool you. He can clean. She was like, I know. We had the funniest, like, we just both died laughing about that. Because Mark and I were like the germaphobes walking around the house, like, cleaning stuff, cleaning everything.
No, it's I get it. I'm that guy at my house too, and it's like you start doing it, and then it turns into like almost this like craving. You're like, oh, dirty dishes must clean. Dirty dishes must clean.
And almost like when you're in that.
Yes, Booby, what's going on?
When you're in that kind of situation, though, you just have to do things to pass the day. Like, I love cooking. That's why you'd always see me in the kitchen, because that would just kind of, it almost is like a moving meditation for me.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, you know, cook and,
well, I don't know if you heard them when you left. They're like, what are we going to eat now?
Yes, yes. So everyone's getting Keisha's Kitchen spices. I definitely am going to. I said, if you send me your address, I will send you some spices. So.
Now, what kind of food? What kind of food did you guys have?
Oh my gosh, that was the best part of it.
Okay.
The best part is that they kept the fridge so completely and utterly in the pantry, fully stocked. And, like, you could go in the dining room and be like, can I have some more of this or some of that? And it was so much fun to have a variety of vegetables and just all sorts of things to, like, cook and experiment with. And because we had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did everything from taking, like, they'd have, like, organic instant ramen. But then I'd be like, ooh, we have scallions and we have chicken and we have this, and make, like, gourmet ramen, but out of instant noodles. You know, like, it was just so much fun. Or roasted vegetables, or, oh, we can make guacamole every day. So I did enjoy that part of it. Like, absolutely.
And the boy band guy, I can't remember.
James.
I should know his name.
James.
he seemed like in the diary room, like he was always asking. They were doing some clips about the razors and just.
But to his, okay, James was a little special. I'm not going to lie. He was a little special. Bless his little heart. Part of it, I think, comes to just youth and arrogance. But to his credit, they did give him some really grimy ass clippers. Like, they were straight, like, they gave him dirty clippers that looked like someone had shaved their pubes with them and left the pubes attached.
I wonder where it came from.
See, and that's the sort of the stuff that you didn't see behind the scenes that they do to mess with us. Like, when we got there, they, like, took my flat iron out of my bag. So we're in this house being videoed 24/7, and they're messing with a black girl's hair. I was like, listen, I need my flat iron. Well, we have a flat iron. No, you don't understand. There's a difference between that flat iron and the flat iron that I need. So I was like, look, I will share my flat iron. I'm not going to hoard it. I will let anyone use it. They were so, I'm sure, I did everyone's hair too. So you can see a difference in people's hair when I left also. But like, they would do stuff like that. Uh-oh, it looks like we have a caller. Let's see what this person has to say. Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who do I have on the line? Hello.
Hi. Hi, who is this?
Did you called us. This is Candidly Keisha. Just kidding.
Oh.
Have a good day, ma'am. We're going to delete that one. How you, Well, okay, here's someone else. Let's see. Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candidly Keisha.
Hi.
This is Kahlua.
Hi. Hey. I know you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. What is your question, Mama? Or you just have something to say?
I just wanted to say I love you, and I'm so happy that we're on the same coast again.
I love you, too. Ella's smiling.
Missed you so much.
I missed you. You hear Ella saying hi?
Hi, Ella. I've missed you, too.
We missed you and Riot. How are you feeling, pregnant Mama?
I'm good. Gender reveal is tonight.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay. So I want to see you soon. I just wanted to call in and say, love you so much.
I love you too.
I was trying to think of a question, but
not
I don't
so
have
much.
One.
You don't have one? Okay. Well, no worries. I love you. Thank you for calling to say hello.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I love when my friends just call in and just say hi, or my brothers call in and talk crazy and pretend to be different people. It makes my day. It does.
Yeah, I talked to Juwan a few weeks ago. He's like all Mr. Business now. Like,
yeah.
I talked to him at work. I can't leave work. I have to be. So that's great.
Uh-oh, we have another call. Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who am I speaking with?
Tia from Philadelphia.
Hi, Tia from Philadelphia. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to know, why won't you show that beautiful baby of yours?
You know, as a mom, it's just a decision that I've made. You know, I get it because I've lived such a public life that people feel this sense of entitlement. But you have to understand that, you know, this is not a choice that she's made for her life. And for now, I just wanted her to have these moments to be able to just grow up and to be normal and to not have to. Because it's bad enough everyone knows her name. So are you a mom?
Yes, I am.
So could you imagine as a mom with everyone knowing your child's name and then knowing what they look like? Like, how do you teach stranger danger to them? Like, how do you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I get it. I'm not, at some point, you know, I'll definitely show a picture of her. But for right now, it's just the best decision. So I know a lot of people don't understand and they get a little ornery. And I'm like, you're showing why I'm not doing it. Like, this is exactly why.
Right.
So
right.
Just bear with me.
I'm quite sure she's just as beautiful as you are because I've been watching you since you was a baby.
Thank
so.
You. Do you want to say hi, Ella? She's right here. You want to say hi, baby? She's having a booby snack right now, so she's
okay.
Like, Mommy, I'm
but,
right
but yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I definitely
so and
definitely
not to say that I won't do it at some point, because she's getting to a age, like when you're a baby you can keep them covered up, you can keep them you know, a blanket over them, but you know, now she's like walking and full of personality, so I mean it won't be much longer, but I just kind of felt like that first year I just really wanted that kind of us to have that time, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay, but, yeah, it do. It definitely do.
But thank you for understanding.
Really, yes.
And she looks like me, though. Just so you know, she looks like a little baby me. Like, when I was her age, like, my mom pulled up a picture of her just recently of me on her phone, and I had my screensaver as Ella, and she, the pictures side by side, the resemblance is crazy. Mm-hmm. Her hair is just like a sandy brown, where mine is black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it on the pictures and stuff that you be putting up. Because I do follow you on Instagram, though. But it was a blessing speaking with you. And I understand definitely where you come from.
Thank you. Well, you have a wonderful day in Philly.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, you're saying bye-bye. Yes. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't get it. But, I mean, there's just a lot going on right now. And I feel like it's just been the right move. And not to say it'll be forever, because I can't keep her. It's not like Peter Pumpkin Eater. I can't keep her in a little pod, and you know. But for now. What are you going to say, James?
No, nothing. Do you think she likes L.A.?
She did. Ella right now, is as long as I'm there, she's good. Like, there was a little, like, doing the show, I know that I can't leave her ever again like that. I'm not yet. So she's like, if I leave the room, she's like, Mama.
How was your mom doing and all that? Cause I know your mom was probably like, I can't help you.
Oh my God. I thank God for my mom. I don't know what I would do, but luckily, even though she didn't have me, like, my mom has been with her every day of her life.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, at least she had someone like the two of us, you know, we're her, I'm mama and she's ma. So it was good. It was, she might have a strong-willed child, so she gave my mom the business for sure.
Well, I could tell probably, like, you know, because wanting a booby snack and then like, mom, so you know.
Oh yeah, she tried my mom for a booby snack. Mom was like, baby, there is nothing in here. She lit, like, mom literally had scratches on her from Ella trying to pull her shirt down to help herself to a booby snack while I was gone. My child held out, like, would not drink milk, would not, like, when, like, my mom had to call, like, it was a little tough for a couple days from what I heard, but we're good now.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you guys were 10 days you were in there?
13. Too many. But I knew it was time. Like, it was just to the synchronicity of events, from, you know, my milk dwindling to the breast pump breaking. And I was just like, it's time to go. I could just feel her energy. And it was funny. My mom said that night before I, like, early that morning, kind of, you know, midnighty, 2-3 in the morning before I came home that same day.
Yeah.
Ella just woke up and wouldn't go back to sleep and was pointing at the door and going, mama, 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 mama. And Later that day.
They usually sequester people, like, in a house or something, but I guess they didn't do that.
They did a little sequester business, too. It was crazy. Oh, I think we have another call. Hold on. Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Who am I speaking with?
Chia, that's Chia.
Chia?
Yeah.
Hi, Chia. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's your question, Chia?
My question is, I like your show. I watch your show every day on TV. You really hustle, but I like your show.
Thank you.
I like your show on Clavico. I love really hustle, but you funny.
Thank you. I appreciate.
And I like your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Where are you calling from?
Jersey.
Oh, where in Jersey? Where in Jersey?
In the Heights.
Okay. Jersey, hold on. Come here, Ella Boo. Don't take the mic. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it here at Candidly Keisha. Make sure to download it, and you can hear it later today. Hello?
Okay, so yeah.
Say bye-bye, Ella.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye. No bye-bye today? Okay.
Bye, Rudy.
Here it
Have
is. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rudy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now you want to say bye-bye? Oh. Okay, but yeah. So, I don't even know what we were talking about. What were we talking about, James?
What were we? Oh, about the sequester. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, there's a lot more to it. Like, basically, they do, and I don't know, like, what you're supposed to tell and what you're not, but they definitely sequester you. And it's like, so even when you're 13 days in, you've already been out of touch with everything for several, like, almost a week prior to that, then you're in the house, and then before they even start filming, you've been in the house for like a week, and it's a lot.
But you got to, like, look at media and stuff when you got out, though, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. When you get out, you get to watch the old episodes. There are no sorts, because, like, in the regular game, they actually sequester you again in a jury house.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not about that life.
Because they do that all summer.
Yeah. I don't know how people do that. Yeah. I don't know. And oh. This is one of the, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but they have to do like a mental, like, when you leave, they make you speak to somebody, like a psychologist.
You should.
They, like, the part of the exit thing is you have to actually, like, talk to a doctor to make sure you really haven't gone crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Well, I guess people probably have.
So I was good. I was fine. We just, you know, but I was like, this is crazy.
Wow, what kind of stuff do they ask you?
I mean, just like, how are you, and how was the experience? It wasn't anything, you know, I guess, hey, baby, what happened? I guess if you, you know, showed signs, it would go a little more in depth, but it was kind of, you know, very general, and if anything does come up that you would like to talk about, we're here, let us know, you know.
Cool.
So, you know, the one person who you asked me, like, who I have been in contact with? I've been in contact with Meta.
I was just about to ask you about Meta.
Meta is actually, he's a really cool guy. Yeah. He's different, but it's, you know how everyone has their quirks and their idiosyncrasies. I mean, damn it, he was fighting with flamingos in the tub.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you're in that house, it's like you don't have any, hi. Like, feeding the fish became an activity for us. So you really can't quite judge that. But Meta is a really, really cool guy. And I've really enjoyed getting to know him. And he's really smart. Like, a lot of people wouldn't know how smart he is and how many different businesses he has. So.
Well, he was man, everybody had that panda hat or whatever his. Does he have like a clothing line?
Yeah, and he gave me some panda. I'm going to post it too. He gave me some of his panda wear, and it's actually really comfortable. Like, it's good quality material.
Yeah.
It's called the Panda Friend. Let me make sure.
Yeah, because I saw like the friend or something.
Right.
Friend,
let me make sure I'm saying the exact right one. But he gave me some camouflage sweatpants and like a gray panda t-shirt, the Panda Friend t-shirt. And it's my new fave.
Nice.
My new fave. Nice. So, and it's quality material, and I like that.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like that nice, like, fleecy blanket on the inside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, who would have thought? NBA player with the, you know.
He has, like, ice cream. He's invested in so many different things that are in Whole Foods. So, we've definitely talked, you know, about Keisha's Kitchen and, you know, him helping me in terms of as we grow and navigating those waters and getting into stores. And he has that whole digital marketing and tech-based company. Like, he does a lot of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's really smart.
Now, he's in California?
He's in California.
Okay.
Him and his family. And so it was nice. It was nice meeting his – I met his daughter after. She came to the wrap party. And his wife slash fiance. They're not married yet, but he refers to her as his wife. So it was nice getting to meet everyone. And he's such a genuine, nice guy. Like, of everyone, he definitely, like, you know, we exchanged numbers, and, you know, he's been so helpful, and I'm so appreciative and grateful for him.
Yeah, you know, Marissa seems really nice to him. Glad she won. I mean, it's like it went to a, you know.
Yeah, it went to like a cool person. So I'm happy Marissa won. Her son, Zev, hey guys, was such a huge fan. Like, he was so cute. He, like, broke down bawling in tears when his mom won the show. And
well, yeah, she said something too, like, now you're going to get what you wanted because I won, or something.
Yeah, I guess it was some deal they'd made. And so Zev gets it. So, hey, guys. So, Judas, her husband, Zev. It's funny because I feel like I know everyone's family.
Yeah.
Like, Omarosa's mom is Mama Rose, Mama Rosa. So, it's.
She lives in Jacksonville, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She lives in Jacksonville. So, hey to everyone. And Chuck. Chuck was really cool too. I have to give Chuck a call.
Yeah, he was in the news a little bit about maybe going back to do some fighting or something.
I think someone, like, tried to challenge him. I don't know about you, but Chuck is, he may be retired, but I would not get in a ring with Chuck's ass. Like, he's so solid, like, just, like, moving around. Like, he would just break something, like, sitting something down, like, and you just didn't understand the, like, power of him until being.
Well, I've seen
in
him in some fights.
So we got another.
We have one more call. We'll take this. Hi, welcome to Candidly Keisha. What is your question? Hello?
How did it feel?
Hi. We've gotten some interesting calls today.
Very
so
interesting.
I think that's going to be our last call.
Yes,
because they've been
a
little interesting today. What was I going to say? But yeah, I'm just happy to be home. I'm happy to just continue and, you know, keep it moving.
Nice.
Keep getting back to work and traveling more and just being back about the business.
Yeah, well, you look good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And, well, cool. I think we're about that time. Yeah.
Well, we will be right back next Friday with more Candidly Keisha. So you have an amazeballs weekend, and we have some announcements coming up shortly. So make sure to stay tuned for next week to hear an announcement about Candidly Keisha. All right. Thank you so much for all of your support and for tuning in. And Ella says bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.